Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get 2 snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Coming at you from Kanchan's restaurant in Ilford, people. Woo!
It's but like we live here, isn't it?
Yeah?
It's like we live here.
No, we know what? We are very much looked after. I genuinely got a bit scared during the meal that we just had.
Yeah.
Genuinely got scared because I thought, I'm not going to make it. I've eaten so much food, I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah, it was a little bit like Jesus Christ, the Final Supper.
The Last Supper.
What was he? Were you there?
The Last Supper.
Were there? What was that like? Did he have Kanchan's?
Didn't you know? He came through.
I can believe it. Yeah, but Kanchan's restaurant, it does get around.
Done a great job. And if you look at the picture, you know the where they've done the portrait.
The seating plan.
Yeah. You see Pete in the background.
There you go.
Pete's in the background, yes.
The Last Supper. It was the Last Supper.
The Last Chapel, because then he was stabbed by Judas, and he wasn't actually stabbed, he was actually given a chapel on his face.
Oh, there you go. It could be a little remix. Yeah. I think that's probably offensive, just so close to Christmas.
No. If it was a Desi thing.
Oh, right. And also, you went, oh, we just had a big feast. It's like the Last Supper. Was the Last Supper a big feast?
I think it was a big feast.
Yeah, because they...
Or was it just a lot of people that
No,
got
because that restaurant they went to, they must have booked for a table of 22.
You have to pay a deposit. Yeah. Surely.
Yeah. There's pizza on the table.
What should I put the booking under? Jesus.
Jesus
who?
Table for 22.
Jesus Christ. Imagine that. Yeah. Back in those days, I would be different now.
JC. Call me JC.
Do you reckon Jesus Christ would have booked the table though?
Well, if it's his bash, or one of his people.
Yeah.
What was the occasion?
Well, because that was it, wasn't it? It was the Last Supper, mate. It was the last time.
See you later. Well,
he knew that he was going to get stabbed by Judas.
Right. So when you're at sixth form and it's your end of year meal, like, on the end of the and all your mates are going to go off to different unis.
Different sign your shirt. They come and sign your shirt.
Yeah,
we should sign the tablecloth.
Exactly. Well, welcome to 2026. Happy New Year, people.
Happy New Year.
Do we still say that?
No. Well, we can.
We're still in that week.
We are. Yeah. No, I'm joking. We are.
Yeah.
Everyone I've greeted this week, Happy New Year. Yeah. I've seen them for the first time.
But I'll be honest.
And a hug.
I think I've been a little bit more cynical this year about it.
Ooh,
I can feel I've notched up the kind of Happy New Year and all that. So, and then I just crack up.
I've not even done it. What's the point? Do you know what I mean? If there's a garm involved, let's just crack on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have a good New Year? Did you have a good year? Of course you did. We're here. Let's go.
Yeah. Honestly, what do you really want to know about someone's New Year?
You don't. Unless they're your mate that you actually care. Your work colleague, don't really care. But you're still here. You're alive. You're healthy. Yeah. Good. Let's go.
But then, why do you think? Do you think people literally ask it for small talk, or do you think really they just want to say, oh, you know where I was? I was doing it, and they want to big themselves up.
Well, we've got a couple of people who want to show off because they've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
But let's face it, most of us majority lot. Yeah, I mean, what have we done? We've had some nice food. We've watched a nice bit of telly. Yeah.
People ask me, I'm just like, all I did was work.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes, yeah,
nothing,
on the work.
Nothing's changed.
I will say this. I think the last 10 days or so have probably ranked as the most gluttonous I've had in many years of Christmas.
Good.
Like, and because I think I've said it before, we had Christmas and in a hotel. Mm. So that 2 days of constant eating, and then you get into a pattern, don't you? Then you kind of go, oh, why not? Plus, I was at my in-laws in Birmingham.
Okay.
And my mother-in-law, she does, I'm going to say it, she's flipping crazy. As a woman, as a person.
It's not the first time she's done that.
Yeah, I know. But I'm telling you, for the record, she's like...
Might be the last.
She's wired, right? She's wired. She's got mad energy. She's up in the morning, 4 o'clock, does her bath, then does exercises. Then she's kind of preparing stuff for food. She's just non-stop. Yeah. Non-stop. Right. Graft.
Buddy. Right.
What do you expect there? You're married to her daughter,
mate. Brother, no, but yeah, exactly. Her daughter is like that. I know. My wife is like that. But my wife is... like a watered down version because you've got the obviously
the light version.
Yeah, but like this one is the pure amber nectar original of that sauce. Wired gene. Yeah. But what that means is there's constant food. Like, what? Ikana? You want a kana? Ikana? Kana? Yeah?
Right.
And she made a spinach and paneer samosa.
Oh. Yeah.
And she went, I just made them. I was like, no.
We had that over Christmas.
Yeah.
Mum made them.
They're actually, I'll be honest, a paneer spinach samosa is a novelty samosa, meaning it's not a bit like your big cookies in your house where we have, you know?
Yes,
you
yes.
don't want them all the time. There's not you know, the mint cookie that we had. Yeah. Those,
yeah. You don't want them all the time.
No, Maryland is an aloo samosa. Maryland cookies, aloo samosa. Fox's cookies, aloo, you know, pakore. It's fine. You can have them all day, every day. But that, and then she was doing metti pronte. And I know what she does, naughty woman that she is. I was going to call her a swear word. Cheeky little cow. Yeah. I was going to say cheeky. She laces the butter on it.
Oh.
So when you see, look, my mouth's going to be water. I'm not even hungry.
Any mouli come out?
Any what?
Mouli?
No, I don't like mouli pronte.
No.
I just find it smells of bud. That's what it is. I can't.
Yeah,
but rank. when you look at her pronte, like, you know, and they're there on the table.
That just sounded funny, didn't it?
When you look at her pronte.
Sorry. What, on the table. I'm just being immature.
No,
sorry.
You can carry on the material, but I don't know what her pronte.
But
what is that a euphemism for? Check out the pronte on that.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law's got a fantastic set of pronte.
When you see her pronte, it's just the way you said it. It just sounded funny. Anyway,
but like there's a shine of butter.
Right.
There's a glaze. It's like a donut almost. Yeah. It's got the glaze. Mm. You can see the ceiling reflecting. On the metti pronta, and the butter is slowly melting in the middle. It's delicious. It's fantastic. Anyway, basically it was that going on and eating out going on. And by the way, Birmingham people, they go out a lot more. They go out, they're like...
Because it's not as expensive as London, bro.
Yeah, I tell you, I was thinking that.
Of course that's what it is.
The restaurant business and all that. I was like, they're like all of the mixed grill places that we went to. We went to about 4 or 5 different ones, and they're all fantastic, but they were so busy.
They're not cozy lives there, bro. They're cheaper mortgages, cheaper restaurant life, cheaper drink, cheaper pint.
Yeah. You get paid to go out there.
Yeah.
I was thinking, how have all these people... How are they able?
How are they rolling?
And then I kept going around, London's not like this.
No, we need to get a loan mate to go out to eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And travelling all that. Anyway,
we ain't going out to eat at the moment. I'm telling you that because it is absolutely chapping.
Brassic.
Do people know the word chapping?
Chapping.
Yeah, chaps.
Chaps payments. That's what it is. It's £25. It is so cold. It's £25 outside.
It's so cold.
Chaps payment.
It's so cold.
This morning, which is a Tuesday, I think -7 when I left at 4:30 in the morning.
Mate, my pipes were frozen.
Were they?
Like, in the house?
Yeah. No, it woke me up.
Wow.
It woke me up and I had to do a deep. It's funny, this morning we were all talking at about 5 in the morning.
Yeah, right, we were all up early.
There's good reason. But how are your pipes frozen?
Have you got a lot of pipage outside?
And making noise.
There's one pipage that goes outside, and I think over the few weeks where it might have been windy or something, the sort of, you know, the insulation has come off it.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And frozen pipe, bruv.
But what woke you up? What was it doing?
There was like a little drip noise coming from the boiler. And you know me with my supersonic hearing.
How can you hear that?
Bro, I'm telling you, I can hear every noise. Wow. And this is when I'm fast asleep. I could still hear it. And I was like, I jumped out of bed. I knew what it was. Went out there, dangling out the window, defrosting pipes.
What, you were?
I was, yeah.
Wow.
So
I was going to do it at 4 in the morning.
I didn't know what was dangling.
What is the motion of defrosting a pipe?
It was all dangling.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh? Your pipes are dangling.
Can you just, everyone, can everyone just imagine that? Just
window open.
In his pajamas,
I'm literally shorts and t-shirt, freezing. Because you're half asleep. And I'm like, I know what I need to do. Bam, bam, bam,
bam,
bam. Did
you put on like some joggers or anything?
No, I didn't, because I was too tired, Kedge.
So you're hearing like dip, dip, butter,
yeah,
sapani.
Yeah, I went and got like a container just to put it under there for the time being.
Dock.
And then I went and dealt with the blockage.
But wow. What, how do you deal with that blockage? How do
you just put a bit of warm water over the pipe, and then you can
you
actually,
stroke it.
You can no, you just pour it on like
pour it on I, just like, to freeze unfreeze.
So I had a kettle. I obviously brought the kettle up, but I didn't boil it all the way, and then I transferred from the kettle into like a something that I could pour with,
like a little cup or whatever, and then poured that over.
Yeah,
and so and that's leaning out of the window upstairs in the house.
Sorry, why were you leaning out of the window upstairs in the pipe on the floor?
No, the boiler's like upstairs.
Oh, so you had to get to the pipe outside on the wall?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Out of a window.
Out of a window. Yes. Wow. Man,
it's so that happened at about 4:15 this morning. Then I stayed awake. I went gym at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. He said he was messing because we were messing.
We were all messaging.
And well, you were getting up.
Kendra was going to work.
Yeah, I was going to work.
Yeah.
Right.
But you said you had some issue as well. When it happened, power cut.
So I had a power cut yesterday. Yeah. And it just all went down in the blocks. And so I was across because I've got the WhatsApp group and, you know, the neighbourhood one. And everyone's like, they started messaging early at 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, it's a power cut. Power cut. I thought, oh, we saw it by some argue. Mm.
Yeah.
My God, it was not.
What, the whole day off?
It was still. And so I got home
at 3.
So
your house must have been cold.
My God, it was freezing.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I thought, God, like, you know what? I am so lucky that I've got a roof because if I was homeless, I couldn't stand a minute.
Can I ask something very genuinely? And I don't know what it is, but I've spoken to a couple other, particularly men, when their boilers have gone, and mine went, right? I remember, and it was obviously, it's always around this time of year when it's freezing.
Yeah.
It's quite a sad feeling.
Very sad feeling.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Isn't it weird? Like, I don't know why that is, though.
Yeah, it's a
do you
very
think it's
sad
an animal
feeling.
Instinct? Like, we are men, and we must make our houses warm and provide and, you know, be strong or create.
I was very sad this morning.
Yeah, no, but seriously.
No, I was.
Yeah, it's quite upsetting.
Yeah, it was just like, can this just...
When my
I didn't even have any internet.
Way.
I didn't have Wi-Fi. I didn't have any... There's no lights or anything. So it was pitch black. So I had one candle, which is running out. I'd lit that candle, and I just basically...
You feel bachata.
Yeah, and then I put a blanket over me. I got under the duvet.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and I was like,
gotta stay warm.
Yeah,
what can I do?
What can I do? And I was on like 60% phone charge.
Oh, open the laptop.
Yeah. Laptop didn't have any juice in it. And I charged it from
VPN
the night.
VPN on. VPN on.
So I had that, which was obviously the disaster in they've had to dig up the whole road and everything like that. And that's all the disaster because of this weather.
And actually, with the weather, then I think there's a lot more people that are ill as well. I'm seeing people around me
causing
fevers
havoc.
And bugs.
Havoc.
Exactly. Actually, so I'll pretext this little bit of story I'm going to tell you now with my mum is absolutely fine. And she's fine. Literally, she just got home from hospital about an hour ago. Satchel and I were in the car. Yeah. So 7 o'clock this evening.
Yeah.
But I took my mum to the hospital last night at 9 o'clock. So I was in the gym, started my diet. Yeah. By the way, I was on the lettuce wraps yesterday because that's how with my
that
wife.
Went well this
my
evening.
Wife
yeah,
did,
that so diet.
Let me explain. All right. So
to be fair, that's all I've eaten today.
Oh well, yeah, exactly. Same here.
Yeah.
Right. So my wife's she's got this 30-day plan that we used a few years ago and it worked well. So we're going to redo it.
Start again tomorrow.
Yes. Actually, we sort of sent me something because I've had the fennel and courgette soup today, and then I've just had
so it's
a
now
lovely
28-day plan.
Yeah, right. But it's about eating clean and kind of whatever. But look, this was a little conscience treat, but I'm justifying it. My point is, I did really well yesterday. Lettuce wraps in the day, and the protein shake, and an apple with almond butter, and all this crap that you got to eat. And then I went to the gym in the evening because I was feeling a little bit tetchy. Because obviously, when you get a bit hungry, you get a little bit like you start looking at your kids and kind of going, "Yeah, I don't think I like you that much."
No,
I think I better get out of the house before I start telling them how much I don't like them.
Yeah.
So then I went to the gym. My wife calls from the gym. She goes, our neighbour where we live, my mum and dad's house. He's a doctor. He said your mum's looks like she's got an infection. Take her to the hospital.
Right now.
I thought, right now. I was like, okay, it's not super urgent. Just go.
Yeah.
Last
night as well,
bruv. So last night it's freezing.
Yeah.
I went there and you could argue I'm gonna put the positive spin on this. I'm blessed because I've not spent that much time in a hospital and definitely not in the last few years.
Mm.
I've not had any reason to, and hopefully I won't. But bruv, it's exactly how I've heard it described in the news.
Yeah.
And LBC and all that, you're going to go, oh, there was beds all lined up in the corridor.
Really?
And you go, really? Like, is that just like
it
on a...
It is.
Bruv, all night, we got there at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And actually, I left there at 7 a.m. this morning.
Shut up.
I literally was. That's why I'm mulling.
Bro.
That's why, hence why, just now, eating this lovely food.
Just you and your mum?
Yeah, just me and my mum.
Oh, right? My God.
And
so what, you're sleeping on her chair?
Sitting. I didn't sleep. Didn't sleep one drop. My mum's lying there. And she didn't sleep either. She was
how uncomfortable
is
the seat, Tom?
Oh, bruv.
It's metal.
You know what I'm like with my hip and my knee?
It's metal.
Yeah, and I got to get up. I walked around. Yeah, so therefore, horrible. I was chatting to a lot of people who were just there. And it's depressing. Talk about your boiler breaking depressing. There was a woman who was 102. Yeah. She was just lying there. She was on her own. 102-year-old
lying
woman.
Where? Like what, on a stretcher?
Oh, in a corridor. Like my mum's in the corridor. Right?
In a stretcher.
On a stretcher. It's like football. Yeah.
But like in a bed.
On a bed. So she's on a bed. And actually, the irony, I wanted to take a picture, but I just didn't want to celebrate negative. No. But the part of the corridor that my mum was lying on, it said on the floor, keep clear at all times. And I went, look, mum. I showed her, I went, look.
The irony.
And she went, right? Yeah. And then behind 102-year-old woman.
We've blocked it.
Yeah. Behind that woman, there was another woman who must have been about 80. And she's going, hello? Can someone take me home? Oh, you know, like when, starts saying that again and again, like, you know, he says, something happens to your heart. Hello. She says, my cats are on their own at home. Don't laugh. Why are you laughing?
No, I'm not laughing.
No, I'm not laughing. I've seen it. This is painful.
There's another girl, actually, she's about in early 30s, but she was a bar manager and she'd been working all over the Christmas break.
Right.
So she's picked up on an infection. Yeah. She was coughing up blood, right? Ooh. There's another guy who's pooed himself. Right,
and honestly, it's all that. And then there's people kicking off with other people.
Yeah, right, there was a guy there in cuffs, with two female police officers, waiting to be seen. And the female police officers, I heard them say, they went, look, they were saying to the NHS staff, they went, this is ridiculous. You got two police officers waiting to charge someone just to find out whether he's got a fractured ankle or not. Like, hurry up. Yeah. So we can all be, and I'm like, you know, you're looking, and I'm looking around, I'm
welcome
going,
Britain.
You know, like, what is this? Like, I'm.
And the thing is, the more of these like nutters come in who've got probably more serious injuries, you start going further down the list.
Oh, yes.
And the pushing factor,
because your mum visually looks okay.
Yeah, she does. Right. Yeah. And she was okay. And me and her, I'll say this. There was this girl there, right? She clearly had mental health issues, but she was fine. She was very sharp and with it. Like, she was articulate. She was rapping. She was doing all this stuff, right? Mm. But she would be, I'd see her, like, when the ambulance staff went past, she'd go, look at you. Why are you wearing that for? And cussing everyone, right? Mm. And I'm going, right, kind of crazy, but in an endearing way.
Yeah.
Very eccentric, right? And you think that'd be a character, right? And she wasn't being harmful to anyone, but she'd go, and she goes, what are you staring at? And then she goes to some woman walking by, she goes, look at the size of your batty. That is what she said, right? And I had to turn away because I'm a child. She goes, go on. Pull down your trousers, show everyone your batty. And I am like going, this is so funny. This is, for me as a child, like,
see,
this is
like, that's what
hilarious.
I mean, like, when you're, like, for example, like, you know, a few times that I've seen that happen in the hospitals, do you know what? You just come away and you think, I'll rate people that work there. To deal with that.
Yep.
Every time you're
absolutely.
At work.
Yep.
Incredible. You've got to be a certain type of person.
They are superhuman people.
Yeah,
people, carers, all them people in the
100%.
Hospital. It is wild.
To be in that environment every day.
Right. I'm going to big up a girl called Tay. Mm. And she is half Pakistani, half Irish. How about that? Mm. I said, I bet you can fight. She goes, yeah, I can. And when she put her fist into your hand, she goes, oh yeah. Right, anyway.
She goes,
go leave it. Mel and Kim, you ain't never gonna be respectable. Yes, that's before your time.
Bang up.
They were fit as well, Mel and Kim.
I don't remember what they were.
I was going to say Mel and Sue, but they're the ones from
Mel and
Kim. Mel and Kim, yeah.
Yeah,
Bangkok. Yeah, not the Bangkok. Oh yeah, Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood. But Tay was like, she goes, and I was chatting, I go, yeah. I went, because I was like looking around with my mouth open, going, what, this is like a war zone.
This is
exactly
wild.
And it's through the night. Oh, by the way, his whole point is it was dark, it was cold and all that, right? And then this Tay goes, can I tell you something? She goes, and we're talking about it. And I went, it's madness. How do you do it? She goes, I love it. She goes, I love my job.
Yeah.
She goes, I love helping
people. Pay them money. Pay them good money.
Please do.
Right. Yeah. And then she goes, obviously, she goes, the only bit that's bad is when we get abused. Yeah. When we get, you know, people shouting.
And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
And people are worried. People are scared. And I said, why do you think it is? And it's the anxieties. What I realise is also, mental health is very real. There's a lot of people there with issues. with right. mental health issues, mm. with anxiety, stress, worries. A lot of older people as well that yeah. don't have family networks. It made me think about like Asian family systems, mm. the fact mm. that we're multi-generation, mm. all of that stuff as well. But okay. but it was a crazy night all throughout the night. And when I came out, car was fully frosted over this morning.
Of course it was.
So it's cold. It's like people are ill.
Minus four this
morning. Look after yourselves. Get that huldi. Oh, I had huldi lemon and ginger water this Lovely. Morning. That was soy.
Before I tell you about what I did at yeah. Tesco, I think this is a good time to put in a little advert. Advert for what people might expect towards the end of this podcast. Tommy, do you want to just quickly
talk
about
yes,
that?
We have to say this. Good point. We have an announcement at the end of this podcast. And it's not like the other announcements that we've had in the past. You know when you think, oh, live podcast? Are they coming to a city near me? So it's something else. And that's all I want to say for now, because I think we should talk about it on its own
yes.
in a bit at the end of the podcast. So keep listening to the end.
Going back to the weather and everything like that, it has been horrendous and really treacherous weather. So I was at Tesco on Friday just to go and get, because I thought I was going to make some pasta.
Baguette.
No, I didn't get a baguette. I went to get some pasta sauce.
You went to Tesco?
Yeah.
Because you're a delivery man. You like.
No. Those days are gone now. Because I don't like what they give me. So I stopped the delivery stuff in a while.
Oh, it only took like 5 years, Gabe.
Yeah. No, because it was. And also, I like doing that walk in Tesco. Anyway, so I had to get some pasta sauce. And I got there. And as I was parking up, I think like sort of on the next sort of aisle of cars that were parked, there was a little gathering of people. And I thought, oh, wonder what's going on here. Here we go. Might be kicking off. So as I was walking past,
yeah,
I thought, I'll have a look, because obviously you do, and I saw there was a woman lying on the floor.
Oh, in the car park.
Yeah,
yeah.
And a couple of people just standing there.
What sort of time? Friday.
Friday at 4:30. It got dark.
Dark afternoon.
Yeah,
right.
And she's lying on the floor. So I went. Oh, guys, is everything all right here?
Yeah.
And there was one Indian man who was on the floor kneeling next to her.
Okay.
And what I discovered then was there was a child, her child, who was about 12, just standing there, bless him. And there was some other passerby as well with a jacket who had put a jacket on top of her. And I said, what's happened here? And he was like, this woman's just fallen on the floor. She slipped. She come out of the car. She slipped sideways.
Yeah.
And she's now saying that she's cracked her arm.
Right.
And she can't move.
Oh.
Right.
And so the kid's in shock.
Because it's icy.
Because of ice. Because there's black ice everywhere in Tesco Watford.
Yeah.
And the poor woman, and so you know, you said that, and I'm going, right, so I'm a first aider here,
yeah.
And nobody here is a first aider. No one knows what they're
Superman
doing.
Superman with his cape.
No, yeah, Superman. Super Ted. He's Super Ted.
Rip open your shirt, Kedge.
He's there. You're going to go, maybe, should I pop these buttons?
I'm like, look,
what are you
going
to do? What are you going
to
do in that situation?
I've come in here to get some Tesco, like some you know, tomato sauce, yeah. And I thought, I could go home, or I've
got
to
go. Do you go Dalmio? Do you go onion?
No. I just get the fresh tin, basically, and then I make the sauce.
Oh, do you?
I don't like doing that. Yeah. So I said, so what's going on? Are we sorted this out? Is this under control? And they were like, no, it's just happened here. I'm like, okay. Has anyone called an ambulance?
Yeah.
No.
No one had thought of that yet. So I'm like, so there was a guy there who was pushing the trolleys. You know,
the trolley collectors.
So I said, mate, I'll shout at him, mate. I said, can you go in there and ring the police, the ambulance people? I said, we've got an incident out here. We need an ambulance straight away. He was like, oh, yeah, all right, 1 minute, mate. I'm just going to put these. I was like, no, you're not putting these.
No.
I went, you know what? I'll go.
Yeah.
So I had to sort of go on my sort of slightly busted up ankle, try to run into Tesco and go to the
woman. Don't run.
The woman goes, oh, I'm not duty manager. I need duty manager. I went, listen. I said, someone's out there and they've collapsed and they're struggling.
Yeah.
I said, can you just call the police, ambulance?
Yeah. Ambulance.
And then can you come out with a blanket and a pillow?
Yeah.
Anything from your, you know, display here.
Someone from Tesco's has to do this.
Someone from Tesco's to now get involved, right?
Yeah.
So I come back. I come back and there's now more people gathering around this woman. Yeah. And you've got one guy, oh, I've just rang the ambulance. They said there's nothing available for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And he's telling the woman on the floor. I'm like, excuse me, mate. Can you just go away? I said, well, I don't need you to tell this woman that nothing's coming here for another 4 hours.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You don't have to tell her.
Marita! Look at her, see!
And bless her, this woman, Neelam. Neelam, yeah.
Neelam's
lovely lady. She's on the floor and she was really panicking.
Was she on her knees?
No. She was on her back and on the wet floor. Poor lady. And she was really upset. And obviously her son was like, you know, like getting stressed and whatever like that. So
how old do you reckon Neelam was?
I kind of know her age because they kept asking her on the phone. But let's just say mid-30s.
Okay.
Oh, so, yeah, okay. So that's, okay, now you understand why Kedge is kind of hovering around this poor little damsel in distress.
Well, no.
Guys, we've got to do something, man.
No.
Got to help this lady out.
It was not that. It was just that, you know what you realise is the lack of application from human beings in this situation. Yeah. Like, no one was there to take control. And then when the Tesco people came out, none of them were first aiders. And they were, you know, they've got these headsets and all of this. And I'm like, firstly, why are these people not trained in first aid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Someone should be.
So I had to literally, and you know, I had to take control. And I said, right, can everyone just clear this area first?
Oh,
I said,
look at that. Look, so stepping
one,
up.
So there was one uncle who was there holding her head. And I said, right, you stay there and hold her head. I said, don't stroke it and annoy her. I said, just hold her head and don't.
Right? He's there combing her and plaiting her, giving her a good give her a little good thumb. You want braids? Then, do you like braids?
And then, the Tesco lady, brought out. The Tesco lady brought out one of those
mildew.
The foil blanket. The foils.
She brought out packets of numb.
The foil blanket. And someone's trying to tuck you under arm. Don't touch her arm. She was screaming because she was like, look, I think I've broken it. This anyway, so I had to calm her breathe.
Chuckle brothers.
No, but it is. And I just thought, you know what? Firstly, like, why is everyone... we should be equipped to deal with situations like this better. And people are not.
Just the thought of it. Just please picture Kedge kind of going, no, stop. Can you not? And can you not do that?
Yeah. I just love you running that.
I had to. Because you know what it is? Yeah. Someone's got to take control of the situation. Please, and no one was doing it.
Did you have your high-vis jacket?
I wish I did. I felt like I needed to. Anyway, they're not listening. Anyway, let's get the information of blah, blah, blah. Then her brother finally comes, and her brother's like, sort of just, again, doesn't, he's a little bit shocked and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Then there's some other man, some security guard, rolls up with a wheelchair.
What's that for?
And he was like, let's get her in the wheelchair, get her in the womb. And I was like, bruv, this woman
can't move.
Probably fractured, broken her arm. Yeah, I said, we are not, the first rule is you don't move these people. Yeah. Right? I said, I know she's getting cold. That's why I said, give me a blanket. How long does it take to get a blanket and a pillow?
Yeah.
Just open it off the shelf.
Exactly. You know, like, you have to tell them.
You can write off a 4-pound blanket.
When I first said it, she was like, oh, I don't know if we've got a spare. I'm like, I said, I've been in Tesco. There's loads of pillows in there. Get a blanket. Yeah. Anyway, and then, but you know, in these situations, like, because once they realised that there was no ambulance coming, people say the craziest things. Like, you know what, why don't you just get up and get onto the wheelchair and then we'll take you to the A&E. No.
No.
You know, that's not going to happen. Anyway, luckily, there was an ambulance coming.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, this is Andy. So I ran towards that. I said, and there was three girls in there at the time. I said, hi guys. I said, we've got a situation up here where this woman has broken her arm. I said, can you please just turn around and please? And they were like, no, we're on our break. We've got to speak to our controller. I said, listen, you got to speak to the controller. Then I discovered there was another woman, the other side of the car park, who had fallen down and broken and done something as well.
Another one too.
And I said, whatever you do, I said, there's two people here. You cannot leave without putting these two people in your ambulance. Yeah. Right? So anyway, they must have got...
It's a two-for-one. It's a meal
it's
deal.
It's a two-for-one.
Another meal deal. Anyway, let's go, right.
Finally, so that ambulance then, because of all the you know, sort of nagging them, they came round and they started treating her. They had to cut her arm open. I don't know what happened. I hope she's all right now. Oh. And blah, blah, blah. But, like you said, the state of this country.
Right.
Broken Britain.
No ambulance for 4 hours.
But I find it interesting, because I think you and I, weirdly, sometimes, very rarely, are quite similar, where you want to make a difference. You want to help.
Of course.
Right? Mm. I think, Satch, you're probably more like of a, nothing to do with me, you know, like,
it depends. No, I think someone's on their own.
But there's four or five people around someone.
No, you're not going to go get them with my day.
Yeah, you're going to go leave them to it.
Unless there's something that I can come and do that will help you, but I can't.
Can I just say, people need to just do basic first aid. Like, honestly, in situations, like, you can't just, you know, and this is that thing that we talk about in radio as well, where we know, you know, some people, like in a radio studio, they freeze, or they don't know what they're doing, or like, come on, we need action. Yeah. And that human instinct of, let's not just... One security guard came out, just having a sutta. I'm like, bruv, you're not here to blow your sutta. Can you get your sutta away from this injured woman who's on the floor?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's things like that. And you're thinking, this is not a jolly now.
Mm.
No.
You know, because you've managed to get out of the store, and so now, you know, I'm going to pretend that I'm, like, you know, running this area.
No, you're right. And in those situations, even like last night, with all the people around, and I'm looking at the way people are talking, and the way, even that way, some people are trying to sort of push in and going, please, but you know, I need to see the doctor. You know, I'm feeling like this, I'm feeling like that. Everybody's feeling nauseous.
Yeah.
Everybody's feeling sick.
Yeah.
So I was personally trying to just boost the staff up, kind of going, hey, I think what you guys are doing is amazing. Yeah. You know, like trying to do your bit, trying to kind of go. Yeah. I think it's amazing what you do. I said, well done for doing it,
yeah.
And all that. And even little things like where the section that we were in,
yeah.
it was like a door release button on the inside, but not on the outside. People were coming through, and then they get stuck. I'll let him in. I'm doing chit chat as well. And, you know,
good.
There was
but
a guy.
This is what I mean. You've got to try and make yourself useful.
Yeah,
always try and make yourself useful. Don't just stand there.
But you know who else was doing that? There was a priest there, chaplain. You know, like he had a little white collar.
Yeah.
And I went, are you of the church? He went, yes, I am. I'm a chaplain actually at a hospital, but not this one.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm here to see some family. And he was going up and down just talking to people in the corridor. Nice. I'm like, that's all people want.
Yeah.
They just want someone to talk to as well. So
nice.
I know. I totally get it. So what happened with Neelam? Where is she now?
Well, I don't know. I've asked so many other security guards since then about no one had a clue what's happened to her. So
I mean, Neelam, if you're listening right now, get in touch.
No, you don't have to, but I hope your arm's all right.
Your arm might be broken. Broken, but someone's heart's broken.
No,
this is a lonely elbow section. I'll tell you what I did on that note. My little helping hand over this last night.
Go on,
there was a woman there, an older Indian, Indian woman. I don't know what kind of Indian, but Indian woman. And she goes. She came over to me, beeline for me straight away. Because I had my phone sat in the next to my mum, and she went, oh. How can you make my phone work? But she gave me, bruv, not even a Nokia 3210.
Oh.
She gave me like a dial-up phone, right?
Ah, right.
And I went, oh, I said, what's this? And I was going through a menu, and it had like Leica mobile written in there on there. And I'm going through a menu, pressing down, up, left, right, going through it. And I was like, I don't know if this phone connects. I don't know they even made phones that don't connect to the internet anymore.
Does it even ring?
Because she had no signal, so she couldn't call. I said, no, you can WhatsApp call. And then my mum just looked at it, and she went, nay, it beers you go, out. Beers you go.
Beers you go.
Beers you go. Right? And I went, and then no, it's not got an internet. She went, okay, fine. And then she went off, and I went, and I paused for a minute, because I was tired. It's now 5, 6 a.m. And I went, do you need to call someone? I said, you could just use my phone.
Yeah.
And I said, do you want me to call someone?
Yeah.
And it was 6 o'clock. She went, I want to call my daughter because nobody knows I'm here.
Yeah.
I went, cool. So I rung her daughter. So you had to ring this daughter.
Was she in Ahmedabad?
No, she wasn't. She lived not far, I won't say where, East Ham. Yeah. But she was a teacher. Right. My name is Tasha. I'm not going to give it away. Right. So, and I went, Tasha, my name's Tommy. Da, 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 da. This is what it is. Your mum's here. Not to worry. And little things like that. Mm. I did that because people do it. They're going to go, I'm calling from the hospital. Your mum's here.
Yeah.
But, and people, you got to be quick then in that situation. You got to go,
tell me
nothing to worry about.
Yeah, yeah,
I said, listen, you've got nothing.
Yeah.
And I thought, you've got nothing to worry about. I'm looking at your mum. She's smiling away right now.
Yeah.
I said, but her phone's not working, so I'm going to pass you over.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, you know, my blood pressure went up and then they brought me in. But I made the little phone call. And then, you know what the Indian woman said? As I walked off, she says, okay, I'll see you on the TV.
Hey.
I went, all right. There you go. So like, you get a little bit of recognition. Then I feel like, oh, good. I hope in her mind, this is my little perverse fantasy in my head.
Yeah.
She thinks, oh, there's that nice guy from the telly. And I saw him and he tried to fix my phone. He couldn't. Yeah. Then he rang my daughter for me. That's what you want from a supposed like person in the mainstream or telly or
I'll
whatever.
Tell you, someone who wasn't appreciative of being recognised, and that's probably the Venezuelan president.
Oh, my word. Can we please? Let's discuss.
We have to talk about that. Yeah.
Because he got done, didn't he?
Right. What do you know about it? Because I'm hearing a lot of conspiracy theories. So, Kedge, I'm going to come to you first.
Well, no, I don't know that much, but I'm not that much into politics. But, I mean, obviously, he's just gone and taken him aside, isn't he? He's kind of, used is kidnapped.
Well, I mean, you know.
Has he kidnapped him?
There was so much talk about, you know, the country being a mess and, you know, him having things that he shouldn't be having.
Illegal
trading.
Drug trading.
You know, part of, you know, gangsters and cartels.
Ozark vibes happening.
Yeah, there was literally, like, you know, we heard it all about the guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you wake up the next day, the news is you find is that the Americans have got...
Yep.
Have you gone in and just nabbed the president? Like that's mad.
To go to another country, take their kind of kingpin... You know, remember those paintballing games? You've got to take the flag.
Take the man. Imagine if someone comes here and just rolls into...
Extradited him.
Downing Street, takes Keir Starmer. I mean, we'll be happy, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference, does it, really?
But... No, but I'm just... Just get your head around that. Your leader
and
they've sworn
in the next leader straight away as well.
It's from the same party.
Yeah,
They
moved quickly. They were like, "We ain't getting him, mate."
But then the one who's been kind of kidnapped
or
nabbed by
Trump
and his boys. By the way, everyone think it was a very slick operation.
Mm.
Minimal casualties. Got in. How can they get in and get a president and get out of Venezuela?
Did you see what happened with the Knight tracksuit though?
No, no, go on.
Obviously, he's wearing like the tech fleece tracksuit. Bro, they're sold out online.
Oh, no,
that picture,
way.
Yeah, go on the Nike website. You can't buy them because that picture has
the
gone so
man,
viral.
The Roadman tech hoodie.
Yeah, the tech hoodie.
How funny.
No
is
one
that?
Can buy them tracksuits, and Nike are absolutely laughing at the moment because the president's in it, got nabbed. Everyone Brilliant. Wants that outfit.
See, just so you know, the theories are obviously Venezuela's got one of the largest oil reserves.
Right.
You know, enough to kind of rival
After
the
Diddy.
enough to rival the Saudis and China and Russia and all the rest of it. So
our man Trump.
So now Trump's kind of got hold of Venezuela. He can kind of, I'll tell you what, we'll temporarily run Venezuela. You know, we'll temporarily be in charge until we sort it out. Oh, and then we'll bring in the dollar and then we'll kind of change the currency. Then we'll improve people's lives.
I'll tell you what though, like, you know, without going into a conspiracy theory, I think there's something a bit fishy there.
Oh, mate, more than fishy. Oh, yeah. It's business. It's all like,
do you know, like, as you said, the whole operation was slick. Yeah. I think it was a bit too slick. Do you know what I mean?
They said they've been planning it for months, and that, and that. But yeah,
Trump is good. Look, at the end of the day, he's
that's the headline.
He's been planning this. He's executed it. You know, and there's talks that, like, you know, the odds are there. Even I mean, the fact that he's even on the odds list to become Man United's next manager.
Oh wow!
You
look
know,
at that.
So like, you know, imagine if that happens, he might come in, you know, quickly take over. Satch, how would you like it?
Trump, Bruno,
at least, you know, things would be running better.
It might start working. Things might start working. You know.
Well, I don't know. It feels like we're living in crazy times in every way. Weather, hospitals, frozen pipes, illnesses, people broken on the street. You saw broke Britain.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I saw Bro Britain, but you know, there was some positive news as well. There was this poll that's recently come out as well, and they asked everyone in Britain, or a lot of people in Britain, if you had to pick one national treasure, and you have to just narrow it down to just, we're going to have one national treasure, who would it be?
Okay, for Great Britain?
For Great Britain.
Okay, so in the past...
On top of your head, is there anyone?
Okay,
you have to decide on just one.
Okay. It's people who do amazing things, often in the public eye.
And are living.
Uh-huh.
And are living at the moment.
And are living.
And are living. Yeah. Obviously, and earn a living. Obviously.
No. Okay. Can I go first?
Go on.
Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, Mr. Bean.
National treasure, though.
He's known... In every country.
Of course he is.
In every country.
Yeah.
There's no debate. You can't even say that country don't know.
Actually, you know what? That's an interesting one. So I know the list of top five. He wasn't in the top five.
Okay.
That is a good one, though.
That's a really good one, Zach.
Stephen Fry?
No.
No, you can't. You can't compare him to Rowan Atkinson. No,
I don't think he's in that league yet.
No, but Stephen Fry. No, he is.
I think a lot of people say, national treasure, but I don't think he is yet.
Judi Dench
was not... Yes, she was in the list. Yeah. She was in the
Attenborough.
List. She was second.
Oh, there you go, right?
Attenborough was the top answer.
I can believe it. You know what? That's worthy.
Attenborough's top answer. Judi Dench 2. Martin Lewis.
Oh, from the money man. He's a prick.
No, he's not.
I think he knows a lot of those things. He's trying to help this country. And this country's in a mess.
You know what? I don't like the way he delivers it sometimes.
I think I used to be like that as well about him. But I think the more I've seen him, I think, you know what? This guy, he knows a lot. And actually, if you listen to any of his advice, it normally helps you out.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, like from every little thing he knows.
I just don't like him.
Joanna Lumley. Number four.
Yeah, no, I think she is. My only little issue there is, I guess I'm a bit jealous. I want to do her TV shows, and also
you're going to be in Ab Fab.
No, yeah, that'd be the glamour. But like, she travels around the world and goes to India and stuff. Yeah, and does a lot because she's got Indian heritage in her family.
She has,
So like, you know, but I'm like, So I think it's more like, okay.
And number five,
National Treasure, though.
Yeah, sports person,
Bex.
Yeah, I can see Bex.
Really,
he deserves it. He deserves it. He's represented England.
Bro, I think Rowan Atkinson needs to be on that list.
I think Satcher's got a good shout for Rowan Atkinson there. And then I thought, well, you know, look, that's fine. But, you know, what about a Desi treasure?
Ooh. What, for India or a Great British?
For Great Britain.
Desi treasure.
For Great Britain, who's the Desi treasure? I'm going to go and put two up there straight away, together.
No, you said one.
No, but they come as a couple.
Oh.
Oh.
Mirosayal, Sanjeev Basak.
I knew you'd say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have to be.
Didn't she just get put on the
She did,
the thing?
She got the knighthood. Christmas,
I can believe that.
But it's
contributions towards the arts. They have been fully committed.
Fully flying
for
years.
For years.
And they're awesome.
And look, all kind of jokes, literally jokes aside, their jokes were literally
paved away.
They're still
paved away.
And I'll tell you now, as someone who's in the comedy scenes and clubs, those jokes are still being redone now.
Yeah, of course, they're
like in a newish sort of form.
Of course,
but it's the basis
some
of their
the old ways. But
exactly.
That's
but
like 30 years ago.
Yeah, and I think all of them, Govinda Gear and everybody, they're all at the forefront.
So I would put them to. But anyone else that sticks out for you? I think Apache Indian maybe is in there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
PMC.
PMC. Yeah, Monday the Bajani.
That song.
It's the biggest hit.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Gurinder Chadha.
Gurinder Chadha's in there, maybe, with a shout.
Nitin Ganatra. Would Masood be up there?
Oh, on EastEnders.
Only because, again, these are people whose craft, artwork, efforts, whatever, have penetrated the nation.
Does that mean Jay Sean's in with a shout? Because of the world that he was known around the world, maybe, for his
tune? I think Apache needs to be there first.
Yeah, I think so,
too. For the legacy element.
Mm.
Yeah, and Top of the Pops and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What,
are we missing anyone else out in TV?
Do they have to resonate?
Who was that guy that used to be on like Network East, that presenter?
Oh.
Oh, I know. Is that Raj?
They're all called Raj.
No.
No, I forgot who his name is.
I remember he was very...
He was a good interviewer.
Very good interviewer, but he's clever, bright, slick.
Asif Ghazali.
Asif Ghazali. No.
Do you remember him? Speedy Ghazali.
No,
Asif Ghazali is a presenter.
That's his name. Asif Ghazali. Do you remember that?
No.
What a blast from the past.
He was on Sunrise.
I don't know. I just remember on Network East.
Well, he had a moustache and bald.
I worked on Network East. What was the presenter's name?
I was going to say Mahesh, but it's not Mahesh.
Mahesh.
No, I want to say
it's not Mahesh.
You're making that name. Mahesh.
Dipesh. No.
Gumlesh.
It's Ash.
I'm sure of Ash.
Ash Karomitaro.
Anita Rani, would she be there as well?
No, I don't. I think she's still young in the game. Like, I think she's great, but I don't know if she's...
I think Kej is top the
list. Oh, I got it. What did I say? What name did I say?
Rajesh.
Did I say it?
No, you said Raj. It was Rajesh.
Go on.
Rajiv.
Yeah, go on.
Merchant Dhani.
Yes, he was.
Wasn't he a news anchor?
He might have been. He might have gone into it later. Rajesh, but I think he was on Network East back in the day or something.
Yeah, and didn't he go and do entertainment reporting as well?
Maybe.
So from like LA and stuff like that.
What's up with him? I think he was a legend.
Yeah.
All right. I see that one. UK. What about like Desi? So like India, Pakistan.
Then it's low.
Then you're going to all the Padma Shri kind of...
You're looking at Sachin Tendulkar.
The people that...
Padma Shri. Lata Mangeshkar, there's a whole Amitabh, and then you're going to get the Shah Rukh Brigade in there. I'd stick Wazim Akram in there. I think you got to put him in there.
Why?
Because legendary bowler. He was, mate. Everyone would copy. I wanted to be Wazim Akram, like bowling the way he bowled. We used to copy his style of bowling, him and Wacko Yunus, like dominating cricket at that time. There was the only bowler you wanted to be growing up, because he was the only Asian bowler who was like any good.
Who do you remember seeing? Who was the first brown sort of person, remember seeing a fame and notoriety growing up? I think like on TV or like who did you, when you go back to your earliest memories, is it film?
For me, it's got to be Tendulkar. Really? Do you know what? Everyone, like, if you even like a lot of English people would just know him. If you do you know? And I get that a lot because of my name. When people say Sachin, do you know what I mean? They're like, oh, Tendulkar, and it's like, you know, that's the first thing they'll say.
Then I might go like Om Puri. And Om Puri or no?
Amrish Puri.
Amrish Puri, yeah. Because Indiana Jones and that Kalima, Shakti there.
That was on telly the other day.
Yeah, right. Oh, that line, that I think that was my first ever like, oh, look, and you know, an brown Indian man, brown man talking in a brown man language.
So for me, it was Ben Kingsley.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember watching Gandhi as the first thing.
Yeah, but he's
Asian.
Not really.
No, of course he is. He changed his name.
What do you mean?
Ben Kingsley's not his real name. Google his name is Asian. He's straight up Asian.
Yeah, no, this was the things we've learned.
Oh, yeah, we did anything. Yeah.
His real name is Rajesh Merchandani.
Well, there we go.
No, I'm sure he's Rajesh something.
Can I tell you about my film story? Because I went to the cinema.
Oh, God. Things we watch.
Right, because no, this isn't really a things we watch. This is an event. an event took place.
Yeah. Okay, then we'll go into things we watch.
Right, yeah,
okay,
right. So I'll do this as my thing I watch. I watch Durandar, right? Durandar, right?
Dudendar.
Yeah, Dudendal.
Dudendal, what a great mix that is.
You have like spicy dal. Dudan dal, people coming to the cinema.
That's the name of a restaurant.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's like the land of, you know, like the land of milk and honey.
Yeah.
This is the land of Dudan dal. Yeah. That's what we are. That's what India should be known as. No, right. I need to tell you about what went on at the cinema. Because I went along. Firstly, I'm a bit annoyed because we had I had tickets to the premiere or preview screenings of Dudan dal when it came out, and I didn't go. I couldn't go because it was in a London theatre cinema, and I think we were going to the like theatre for Panto or whatever with the family. But I'm gutted because then it started getting rave reviews and all of that. And I'm like, oh man, I should have gone to see it. But this is what happened. Went in, right? My wife booked the tickets, right?
Yeah. That's not like her.
Right. No, she actually said because...
She wanted to see the film.
Because it was in the couple of days between Christmas and New Year.
You must have been bored.
Like 27th, something like that. 27th, 28th,
Every
right?
day was a Saturday.
Right, exactly. It was all a bit blurry. And we were still in Birmingham. My mum and dad would come up to Birmingham for Christmas
dinner.
That's
why you
They'd gone. Her mum and dad are there. I'm there. My missus, right? And the kids didn't want to come, obviously. So the kids stayed at home with their mussy mama, all that. We go to the cinema. Firstly, my wife put the tickets, and I didn't say anything, right? Because I thought, let her book the tickets, right? Yeah. Don't tell me, don't try and produce everything. Yeah. Don't try and get involved. But I wanted to say, the seats are in the middle, aren't they, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is why I realised I should have said it, because they weren't. She put us in right on the left wing, right? Oh. Literally.
Amateur behaviour.
Right. So we are watching it at an angle like that. Yeah. You know, your neck within 3 minutes. And I'm going, and I'm looking at her.
It's 3 hours, isn't it?
When we sit down in the seats and I'm looking at the
it's almost four.
Three and a half hours. Yeah. And the screen's over there. I'm looking at her thinking, is she going to say like, oh, we're a bit far
away?
Was
it full?
No. It was not, right? It was about 30%.
Okay.
It
wasn't, absolutely. Yeah. And it wasn't a big cinema. It was only a cinema for about 80 people. Yeah, you know, one of them kind of, almost, right? Yeah. So anyway, so we're getting there. And as soon as we're getting in there, everybody is talking. People are talking to us. Oh. And I could feel the general hubbub.
You forget what it's like to watch a Desi film. Yeah.
General rabble. And it made me a little bit concerned. I thought, I got a feeling I might...
I'm going to have to get up.
I'm going to have to say something or something. Right? And then her dad, luckily her dad did it. Her dad went, the film hadn't started yet. Her dad went, well, these are shit seats. Right? And I went, thank you. I went, I'm waiting for someone else. So, and then we're like, there were some empty seats kind of more to the front, more to the middle. Yeah. So we go there.
Wiggled on down.
And then obviously we're now not sat in our allocated seats. Yeah. Right? But the cinema's quite empty. 5 minutes into the film started now.
Turfed.
No, people come in.
Yeah.
You know, so instantly my wife and I, you know, we'd look around and think, are we in their seats?
Yeah.
But they walk on. Yeah. Fine. Mm. 10 minutes later, more people walk in. We're like, more people come. God. Nope, they walk past us. 15 minutes later, and I remember looking, because I was thinking about, I have to discuss this on the podcast, right?
Yeah. Mm.
More people are walking in. 30 minutes into the film.
Wow. You've come 30 minutes late, bruv.
People are walking in. And I'm looking at them thinking, honestly, bruv.
Thick.
Exactly. Right? That's how I felt about them, bruv. I'm looking,
I'm not going to say that.
But
next
also,
word.
I'm like, why would you want to come to a film 30 minutes late?
Yeah.
Right? Bruv, the final load of people came in 40 minutes late.
Brilliant.
Into the cinema, right? Because I looked at my clock. It was a 7:15 start.
Yeah.
And I looked at my clock. It was 7:55, right?
Right. But that was just the opening credits.
No, no, no. The film was rolling. Plot was established. Yeah. It's great. But I'll come back to the film in a minute, right? Then those last people that came in, we were in their seat.
Of course you were.
Right.
Oh, now, God. You now, please. You caused hunger, mate.
No, right. So then they didn't say anything to us, right? Yeah. But there was another girl sat on her own near us. And the guy came over and said something to her. And I heard him then say, come on, they're a family of four. Leave them. You move.
Mm.
Like him, he was saying to her, move so me and my wife can sit here. Yeah. Or me and him and his girl. And she's going, no, this is my seat. Screw, you know, screw it, right? Yeah. So all of that's going on. And I'm thinking, all right. Then he walks back out, the guy who's causing the hoo-ha,
yeah.
comes back in with the usher. The usher then, across the film, I'm sorry, everyone. We are going to have to pause the film. We are going to have to pause it and ask everybody to go back to their original allocated seats. Wow. And now I'm feeling a bit stupid. I'm going, oh, bloody, that's us, right?
Yes.
All right. So I got up straight away, yeah. went to that usher, right? And took him to the side. I went, you know what? I said, I think this is wrong. I said, I know.
Here you go. Tell me started. Tell me started.
I said, let me tell you. I said, let me tell you what's wrong.
And just move your ass, man.
No, I will. Right? And I said, we're now 40 minutes into the film.
Yeah.
I said, I get that people are sat in different seats, but yeah. the film started.
Agreed.
I said, the cinematic experience for me is a big deal. Whenever a film starts, I tell the kids off, I tell everyone, I go, watch the opening yeah. scene. The opening scene is the most important scene of a film.
Stop fidgeting.
Establishes the film, right? Stop fidgeting. Yeah, focus. No talking now.
Yeah.
Settle down. I want the focus on the film. I love the cinema.
But you did the Bendu thing and sat in someone else's seat.
Yes, but only when the film had started.
I mean, right? 40 minutes down
and
the line.
40 minutes
Kej,
in.
You are thinking.
No, but well, yeah, but I mean.
So because someone's not going to turn up to a film, I'm going to watch it at an angle. Because they.
No, but that's the root cause of this problem is your missus has booked crap tickets.
But no, she booked those because the other ones were taken. But then no one's turned up. So we're like thinking, oh, right, well, there must have been a mix up or whatever. So I think there should be a policy that says, like, oh, 15 minutes into a film. No, the seats are null and void.
I didn't think you could walk in that late.
No, right. Well, that's it, right? But then it gets worse. So the
yeah, surely people would be like, you're not allowed in now because, bro, 30 minutes down the line, like, piss off, innit?
I don't know.
It doesn't end there, though, right? And then, obviously, then we move across. And actually, with all the jiggling around, the front row became free. But because it's not a big cinema, you're not looking up high. So I'm we just sat there, right? So we had central front row seats. We kind of got upgraded, right?
Got stopped again.
But now, we were sat in front of a group of very...
This is longer than the film.
Bruv, very loud Indians. But these loud Indians behind us, what a tosser. This guy was talking all throughout the film. So I just turned around. I went, bruv, are you for real?
Oh, wow.
I said, you're talking too much.
He should have turned around and said, bruv, are you for real? Get back in your seat.
Bruv, he didn't talk like that. And he would go, bruv, are you for real? You better get back in your own.
What did he say?
Right, no, nothing. They all went quiet. There's about six of them.
Oh, good.
Right?
That's right then. Yeah.
But then there's another guy on the right. What a twat. What is it?
Tommy's getting annoyed.
Honestly, right?
Tommy's getting annoyed.
Can we give a shout out to this cinema, please? Where was it?
At Birmingham City Centre.
So it was a Desi one?
View? Oh, was it View? Love I think it was View in Central Birmingham, right? Yeah, Central, right? And then he goes, and one guy, whenever Sanjay Dutt, by the way, who's amazing in the film, whenever Sanjay Dutt would appear on the screen, this guy kept going, da da. Every time. Da da, and he would do it and laugh. His mates laughed, and what is that a thing? Why are you looking?
It's just they're calling him Dada, isn't it?
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Da da. I'm going, mate. You did it. You've done the joke four times.
I like, punched him,
bro. But I'd already had a go at this rest of the mates. I'm thinking, now you're going to take my mother away. And can I be honest? Because the film, and I'm going to say it, right? The film is blatantly pro-India in such a way this is a piece of propaganda.
Yeah,
this is so anti-propaganda.
That's what
and generally, I was like, this is not going to do anything for the relationship between two countries.
No, they don't care about that.
But, and then, so the geezers behind me, they're also, can I say a swear word on the podcast? Right. When things happen, they go, Benchada. They're doing all that. They're saying,
are you sure you were?
And I'm sitting with my mother-in-law. You know what I mean? I'm like,
were you in Ahmedabad or flipping?
I'm telling Birmingham. It was one of people shouting, swearing, screaming, laughing, talking over the main blinds.
No, do you know what? That serves you right, Tommy. You shouldn't do it. Why would you even go
this? But this is the problem. When you go and see an Indian film like this in an Indian, you know, surrounded place, this is Desi, I should say. It's this is a problem.
It really is a problem. Did you get the nudging and all of that happening?
No, because it wasn't song numbers like that. Oh, okay, there's one little number where
chucking
it's a bit.
Popcorn,
none of that. But there is a brilliant moment. Please, if you're going to watch a film, it is well worth seeing. Mm. Even my wife, who cannot sit through films, she always falls asleep. She was like, "That was amazing." I don't think this is a spoiler. There's going to be a sequel, so they're always lining up. They're already lining up for that. It's just an epic tale. It's got loads of action. It's thriller. It's a gripping tale. Yeah. But there's a little scene in it where he's pulling, because it's set in Pakistan. For a lot of it, and he's pulling into a shop, and the name of the person who owns the shop is on the outside. That person's name was. And it says it on the sign clearly, and it's not meant to be a joke.
Yeah.
Wash my butt. Washma. Right.
Washma.
I think it might have been a V or a W because it happens quickly.
Was.
But please look up for Vashma or Washma butt.
But.
B-U-T-T, W-A-S.
And that's the one thing that you...
That's the one thing I remember. That, yeah. Wash my butt.
Highlight of the film.
Wash my butt. The film was good, though.
Very good film.
Do you know what? I've had a few people message me saying, Satch, go watch that film.
Yeah.
It's coming out on Netflix, someone said. Watch that film.
Yeah, it's coming.
Soon. It's your kind of film, Satch. No, tell you what. You know, because you like all that Gangs of Wasiapur and what is it?
Mirzapur.
Yeah, and all that. Because of those, I think you'll love this.
But that prick's in it, isn't he?
Who?
Ranveer Singh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, is he?
But actually...
But he's not that kind of... No. He's a gangster.
He's cool. Yeah, no, but he's a lead role in it. But actually, I think Arjun Rampal is amazing in it. Sanjay Dutt is amazing in it. Yeah,
like
honestly.
Arjun Rampal.
I don't like
him. All right, no,
I do.
No, he's got that deep. Because also, he's got the way, and he's kind of, it kind of comes across Pakistani. You know that Pakistani cool guy?
I told him to do that one day.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I got stories about Arjun Rampal when he came on the show. Do you remember, were you on the show when he came
on
the
show then?
He comes up to me and goes, "You know who I am?" I was like, "I don't know who you are, bruv." He goes, "Can you give me the microphone?"
He was really cool.
Oh, man.
He was really cool with me.
Yeah, no.
Bare attitude, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bare attitude.
Oh, well, no, he had no attitude. He was super friendly.
Yeah.
But let's just say he parties hard, and him and another actor, who was it, came in.
He was under the influence.
The actress. Yeah. And,
I remember you telling me this.
He was in, but the night before he came onto the breakfast show, Arjun Rampal was in Bono's house.
Right.
Bono from U2, bruv. He's partying with him.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Right. Anyway, you saw that.
Right, so what are we doing now? Do we do things?
What else have you seen? Ked, you went to... Oh, no, we said that, innit? You went to watch it. Avatar.
Oh, yeah, Avatar. I saw that, as well. I've started watching a new show called Landman. This is you talking about...
I've heard about that on Prime.
How do you say it with an Indian accent? Yeah.
That, and it's good. The cartels. First episode in. I like it.
Who's the main actor in that? What's his name? He's the guy in Bad Santa.
Yeah, I met him
Billy
recently.
Something.
Billy Bob.
Thornton.
He's brilliant in it. First episode in, it's good. Yeah. So I'm going to carry on with that. So I think that's good. Nice. I finished watching Pluribus on Apple TV.
Pluribus. Okay.
When it first started, the first episode, I said, "Oh, guys, it's a good one. Watch out for it." I finished it now. Wasted 9 hours of my life.
Right.
I don't know what it's about. It's just dry as dishwater.
I've watched quite a few things at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
I had a bit of time off over Christmas in the daytime, and I was watching things in the background. So I watched the thing that you should be watching, and it's on right now.
Go on.
As in, well, we're, yeah, half oh, well, nine.
Traitors is on, by the way.
I haven't been watching that.
No,
good?
It's good. It is a good one.
Red Eye. Watch Red Eye, ITV.
Oh, I heard about that.
Red Eye season 2.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen season 1, go and watch that, because I think that was one of my favourite shows.
It was
shows
big
online.
When it came out, the Red Eye.
It was brilliant, but season 2's out. That is really good. The other thing that I saw, which I thought was really good, and again, came through a recommendation, is called The Girlfriend on Prime.
Oh, no, not that, Saj. Are you watching that?
Do you know what? I watched it. It's like 6 episodes. Oh. The ladies are nutter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's sad.
Brilliant.
I don't know. It's not my kind of viewing that. But honestly, I know the story.
Very eye-opening. I was just like, oh, wow. I was shocked. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Love
very good. And the other thing I saw was The Beast in Me on Netflix. It was trending on the old thingy. Again, another recommendation. Very good.
That's a good one as well,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
Okay.
It's still on the top 10 list, so it's up there. Yeah. It's a good one.
So before we do things we've learned, shall we do something that basically our listeners will learn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Things that listeners have learned this week on the podcast.
Okay. So, basically...
when it starts with basically, you know...
How do Asians start? You know when they're going to give you bad news? They go, no, you know what it is, yeah?
You know what it is, bro?
I'll tell you the truth, yeah? I'll tell you the truth.
Okay,
I can't lie. I can't lie, right?
I can't lie.
So, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break from the podcast. Okay, bye. You know, like, it's like a breakup. We're going to take a little break from the podcast. Bye. But I tell you, no, we've been thinking about this actually for some time because, as you probably know, last year we were doing a lot of podcasts online. Mm. Some of us have got like a, you know, membership to go fly to Dubai every 30 seconds. No, it's not just that. It was that and filming and shows, and you got early starts from your work, and it's all a bit crazy. And we've been sort of talking about how much we love this podcast, how much we love doing it, how much we love coming together. And can I refer back to what it really means to me? Can I be truthful here? Yeah. Right. Mm. Obviously, this podcast was born out of us getting sacked, getting let go.
Yes.
Wrongly sacked. Right. Accused of things that we are not, you know, made to be made out of. And therefore, we all became sort of therapy for each other because it was like we're all sort of been banged up and thrown out of the club. And we're like going, how did that happen? But, you know, we're not those people. And they're, and they're picking up on very minute, silly jokes or comments and kind of going, that's your character. Yeah. This is toxic.
Really? I mean, we've probably said worse on this.
Mate, way worse. I've said worse on stages. I've said worse in front of my parents, you know, like way, way worse about my parents. It's true. And so the podcast was great for all those years, and we know how much people love it. Mm. And that's another reason why we kind of tried to keep it going as long as we have. But people come up to me all the time and they go, you don't realize how great it is, or you don't realize how important it is, or you don't realize.
We all get it.
Yeah, and particularly people who live abroad. But you know, like all your kind of, actually, you lot of your friends that are living in Dubai who are kind of like the key audience because they miss Great Britain and they kind of, we're like a little link to that. Mm. So it's been great to hear all that because you're like, oh man, we just get together, we have a little chat and we talk about things that we love talking about and it's never scripted or planned and we just do our thing and we have fun. But it's been what, 7 years?
Yeah.
7 years of the podcast. And now it's come to a point where we are all so ridiculously slammed. And this year is looking like a mad one. For me personally, I'm going to let everyone can say whatever they're kind of up to and all that, right? And there's many things. It's like there's the launch of Chutneys, there's stand-up comedy, there's voiceovers, there's corporate events. You know, don't forget, I've got two bloody kids that I've got to pick up and drop off at school and support my missus who's got a full-time job. I'm building my house. I've got planning permission for other properties going on. Mm. I've got, you know, like it's just a lot.
Yeah.
And I am not around any of the evenings in the week. And the podcast is just another evening where I'm not around the kids. Yeah. And I don't see the missus on the weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, I'm at shows. So it's like, it's hard. Thankfully, you guys sort of feel sort of the same. We're reluctant. You can hear it in our voice, my voice anyway. Because it's like, are we doing the right thing? I don't know. And I'm not that sure. I'm going, yes, this is where it's going to be. And this is what we're going to do. And this is why we're going to do it. But also, Satch, you got...
Yeah, no, the first 4 months of this year, I'm away every 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks. So half the month, I'm not going to be here. And as we said, you know, doing this online...
Guess what country is going to be?
Can you give me a clue?
Ireland.
Oh,
think Ireland. Think Irish people.
Oh,
I'm going Venezuela.
To be the new.
There's a game. There's a country to run. No, obviously, you've got loads of connections out in Dubai.
Yeah,
and
that's
all
what
that.
I mean. There's just a lot happening over the next few months. So for me, it was difficult. And I said, I don't like doing this online. It's not the same.
And
we have to be together.
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, being there for sort of half of the month, it's not good enough.
No.
And you,
the commitment was weekly.
Yes.
Yeah.
It should be.
And we did that as much as we could, pretty much every week for 7 years.
Yeah. Mm. And actually, a lot of people have said you need to go more than once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other
one.
And it's just impossible at the moment. And so, Kej, what you got?
Well, look, with my work and everyone knows at Virgin Radio, and it's just we've got a lot of things happening with Chris's show, and I'm just being a bit more involved with that, and so there's going to be some exciting things with that. But it just means that my role increases even more, and it's just exciting because there'll be other things happening as well. And fingers crossed, something else that can happen
might happen.
And you guys know about that. And if that happens, then everyone will know about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we'll
and hopefully we'll all be back.
And that will bring us back together.
In another way as well. Yeah. So if this is absolutely not never say never, and I think we're pretty safe in saying what we want to do is just take a break from the podcast for about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Right? And see how it goes.
Yeah.
But please, if you don't mind, stay subscribed because it might suddenly pop back. Yeah. You know, like kind of thing. It's
yeah,
a
no.
You know?
For sure. Stay, like, obviously, the WhatsApp's still there. The WhatsApp group is still there. You're going to hear updates for sure if anything happens.
The Instagram's
still there.
Yeah.
And all of our episodes are still there. So you can go back and listen to.
Yeah, maybe start from one again. And by the time you get back to sort of present date, we might.
7 years.
Yeah.
And look, if tomorrow Tata Cars comes along and goes, boys, we're going to give you all a Range Rover each, a studio.
No, but I really wanted the Tata.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've got to play without Tatas.
Yeah.
And you know, then it might suddenly get resurrected. So that's why I'm kind of. This is only because we're so busy. We just got to focus on the things that are right in front of our butta and not. What at the moment, you know, I'll tell you what I feel like. I feel like everything I'm doing is a bit of a fahavad. You know the forward?
No, oh, forward.
Forward rhythm.
It's fast forward.
No, forward sounds good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, stop being backward.
No.
Be forward.
Yeah.
No, forwarding is when you're doing a half-assed job at things.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Forward. I don't know what faha is.
Yeah.
Or yeah, but a vad, you know, to vad something is the cut.
Okay.
Do you like if you say or draknu vadnia, like or like you know or you know price nu vad, no that's vad though, that goes up. But you know like vad to vad something.
Okay.
Vad are you talking about, Tommy? Yeah. But what do you call cut to cut down?
Yeah, but it's not that.
Did you call someone a dickwad? Is that it?
Dickwad.
Yeah.
Vahavad. I might have done. I'm doing a half-assed job on
master
everything
of none.
I'm
allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Jack of all trades.
Big time. Okay. So this is a kind of, actually turning 50 this year as well.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? It's time to home in and just finish, smash some stuff up. Mm. So what are we saying? Back in a few months?
Yeah. Let's leave it open and watch this space, I think, is the best way to say.
Okay. Are we doing things we learn?
We are.
Okay, yeah, we sort of think, okay.
I mean, that is a big thing, everyone.
Because
I
can give you a rubbish one, and it might not make the Christmas edit because
there might not be a Christmas. Yeah. Let's see if it makes the final Easter episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Might never make this edit.
No.
Cut it out.
My one is, I found out with sweets over Christmas, all the sweets that were going around.
Yeah.
And somebody said this to me. Somebody went, oh, you know the Skittles? Mm. You know about Skittles, don't you?
Yeah.
And I went, what? And I mean, about the red Skittles.
What about?
How do they make it red?
No.
The red food dye for Skittles.
It's come from
boiled beetles.
Oh, no, I don't think that's old. You used to hear that about Smarties. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's true. It's legit. It's been researched fully. Yes, it's true. Common red food dye, which is called carminic acid, is made from the crushed bodies of a beetle called the Dactylopius coccus.
There we go.
There you go.
Dickwad.
Yeah, exactly. Faha vadios dickliokios.
I'm going to go second because mine's a bit long-winded, but it's an AI. I thought, you know, what better than to leave you with a bit of AI?
Because
that's what I've always been sort of putting out there. And this one is absolutely blew my mind. But basically, we're getting closer and closer to AI being more clever than the smartest human on this planet.
Bruv, it already is. But
not cleverer than the smartest human. We're getting close to it. Yeah. Anyway, so the big players, the big companies, tech companies, are asking AI to develop AI.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
Google, they've got something called Alpha Evolve. It's a team of four AIs, okay? And what they do is they look at their own code and then they say where the performance issues are. So imagine like four AIs, right? That will sort of sit like that, right? And what does one writes a code and then the other one tests it and then the other one takes the best code that out of all of the ones that have been written and then it replaces the original, right? So it keeps doing that and it keeps doing that and it keeps going and then all of a sudden your AI is now getting smarter and smarter. Because AI is basically developing AI. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's training. It's like it's in the gym.
Yeah.
It's like it's pumping iron, working out, getting leaner, getting stronger. Getting
so leaner. Recently, Google asked it about its matrices. Matrices is like a math equation.
Oh,
right?
Matrices.
Do you remember those? Yeah, exactly. And basically, the AI has said that this is actually a silly way of doing maths. Now, bearing in mind that this is 56 years of how humans on this planet have been doing maths and how to multiply matrices, they've said that the AI have now done so many codes that it's found a more efficient way to multiply matrices than human beings. So therefore,
The machine has looked at it and it's made it better, which means it's developing new mathematics.
You've lost Satch. Just saying, you've lost Satch.
Huh? What's happening?
Yeah, exactly. What's AI, the thing you've learned?
That AI is developing mathematics better, quicker, faster than humans. So what we've learned and what we've developed...
We knew that.
I think AI could have explained that better, quicker.
Yeah. I thought that is mind-blowing.
No, it is. Because now... But then this just adds to the redundancy of math.
What did he say?
Huh? AI is developing AI, but it's now
AI is developing AI.
Yeah, and it's all getting
maths.
It's eating itself. It's feeding itself. Yeah. It's like, you know, the beast. It's like the more you cut its tentacles off,
it's actually quite mind blowing because it's basically flipping the script on how we know how maths is done. They figured out better ways to do maths. It's reinventing maths,
but that's AI's job.
Yeah,
in a way, but what
I think Katie's saying is that the thing that is a staple of academics, maths.
Yes.
You know, which feeds like physics
maths teachers,
and everything.
Yeah.
Right?
No, but if we can do everything else, what if you
just
found out,
we've just been getting it all wrong?
Yeah, like we've been doing it a slow way.
Yeah, I've always thought that. Like, you know, like silly little things like in tradition, you know, like, I don't know, let's just say, like how people now talk about, you know, not eating complex carbs or eating carbs in the way that we do. We don't need three meals a day.
Yeah.
But things that you just kind of do because it's always just been done.
Yeah.
Right? And then you kind of, and it takes almost an AI or an alien to come along and go, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You know, that's no... Like, why do we do that? You know, why don't we walk sideways? Because it's way more effective on our hip joints and whatever. You know, like, just why do we do what we do? So I love that. AI is going to clean up this planet. Maybe that's what we need. It can
the
run
thing
the NHS.
I learned is there's only one country in the world that doesn't have mosquitoes. Go on, guess.
Oh, that doesn't.
Okay, it's going to be cold. No, it's going to be a cold one, isn't it? It's going to be a cold place. It's going to be something like...
Finland.
It's going to be Finland, Iceland, Norway.
Ooh. Iceland.
There you go.
Their summers are too short, and their soil, because it's so volcanic, they don't exist there.
Oh,
mosquitoes.
That's interesting, isn't it?
No matter whatsoever.
That's in mad, Iceland,
never been bitten.
Country.
Love it.
There you go. Okay, well, there you go. That's your things you've learned. Who knows how long for, but we're saying a few months. Mm. Just let us go sort our lives out, and we'll be back. But thank you all for listening, as always. If you really are upset
7 years
at this
ago,
news,
we didn't think that this is where it was going to be.
No pun. What did they say? Remember, we had this as a stat. The average podcast lasts how long?
Yeah, it's about 7 episodes.
Right.
So
this is, you know, and I'm the reason why I'm also saying never say never is I think I'm going to miss it in a few weeks.
No, I will as well. Yeah, of course.
Like, it's like with everything. And I've even, by the way, so I'm going to add to this. I feel like I'm keeping on making excuses. Just shut up, Tommy. But like, I've dropped off a lot of the comedy shows and music shows that I was doing because they were all getting too much and getting in the way of stuff. So this is a broader decision on behalf of the Brownload Enterprise team here.
Do we need to put an official like statement?
Maybe
like
Maybe we're doing an AI. Release. Maybe we're becoming more efficient.
Maybe.
And we're just reassessing, reevaluating between the three of us and going, look, there's no harm. We've been doing 7 years solid. I think we've had great times, great fun. We've done some great things for everyone and for listeners and stuff, what they like. We are probably one of the most listened to podcasts in the country. So what would be great is if you're really pissed off about it, just email Kedjul. What is it? Email the Brownload.
Hello at the Brownload.
And let's see what you're saying, right? You can feel free to drop us a line. What is it? Hello@thebrownload.com.
Or Instagram. Slide in the DM.
Is it right?
Or any of us. We're all on Instagram as well. Right. Speak to one of your, the representative that you speak to the most.
Right? And you can have your little say. And and you can still join the Brownload WhatsApp group. We'll be popping things up there and all that. And so, but you can absolutely still stay in touch. And maybe now is a good time to go back and listen to other episodes. So the next few weeks and months and whatever, and do a little proper little catch up. But until we meet again, folks, love you boys. Thank you, Satch. Thank you, Kedge.
Thank you.
Thank you. Laters.
Laters.
Laters. Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.